What's good, Black Baseball Mixtape family? It's your boy Cheats here, and today is one of those special days. The road to the national championship starts today in Omaha. College World Series kicks off today. I'm so excited about it. It's one of my favorite events of the year, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about some of the top teams in college baseball and some of the top players, especially from a Black Baseball Mixtape perspective, you'll want to hear about right after this. Hey family, do you want to partner with the Black Baseball Mixtape? I want you to partner with the Black Baseball Mixtape. In order to partner with the Black Baseball Mixtape, please email me at blackbaseballmixtape@gmail.com. I want to thank our partners that are bringing you this episode, Stilo Sports, the Players Alliance, Herencia 21, and Numbers Game. Our partners are phenomenal. I would love for you to join that list. So please email me at blackbaseballmixtape@gmail.com. You can send me a DM on Instagram. That's blackbaseballmixtape. I will respond personally to you. Family, let me tell you, growing up as a high school baseball player, middle school baseball player, the College World Series in Omaha, I remember those days, Rosenblatt Stadium. It was one of my favorite events, getting home from school early, turning on the TV, and seeing some of the top college baseball programs. I'm talking about the USC's of the world, the University of Miami's. Don't forget about LSU, of course, the Wichita State Shockers, Oklahoma. I just remember always seeing some really amazing baseball teams play and just getting so excited about them. This year's field of eight teams that have descended upon Omaha is some of the best teams in the absolute country. From a Black baseball perspective, especially a Black baseball mixtape perspective, I want to tell you about a few of the players that will be playing in Omaha, and one player that will not be playing because it's unfortunate, but Texas A&M will be making a trip to the College World Series. But one of their best players, Braden Montgomery, he's a top player in the country, surefire first-round draft pick, injured himself in the Super Regional. So Braden, who had a monster year, I'm talking about, he batted .322 with 27 home runs, 85 RBIs, will not be playing in Omaha for the College World Series. We wish him a speedy recovery. You might have remembered Braden last year. He played for Stanford, and he was a part of a two-headed monster when we were talking about Braden Montgomery and Drew Bowser last year at Stanford. This year, he took his talents to Texas A&M and performed huge. He just performed awesome. So we're wishing Braden a speedy recovery. Of the players that we will be watching in Omaha, I want to start with my home state, University of Virginia. You're going to look at right-handed pitcher Jay Wolfork, who's had an incredible journey. If you've been following, you'll know that Jay was a football and baseball player who decided to stop playing football, commit full-time to baseball. He pitched last year in the postseason and some big opportunities and big games. He started the season as a starter this year, moved to the bullpen, came back to being a starter. He pitched a big game in the Super Regional against Kansas State, pitched a big game in the regional, and he's pitching some of his best right now as he heads into Omaha. So we're excited to see what right-handed pitcher Jay Wolfork from my hometown of Richmond, Virginia, you'll be able to see what he delivers for the University of Virginia Cavaliers, one of the top programs in the country who's made their way back to Omaha. One of the best teams all year, a top team in the country has been the Tennessee Volunteers. They have a two-headed monster of Black excellence this year when you talk about Kavaris Tears and Christian Moore. You can't get better than these two individuals when you're talking about what they've done on the field for the Volunteers. Mr. Tears is batted .330. He has 14 doubles, 18 home runs, 55 RBIs, and 140 total bases. Christian Moore is one of the top players in the country. He's batting .375. He's got 32 home runs, 71 RBIs, and 214 total bases. You do not want to miss these two take the field for the University of Tennessee. I mean, just absolute amazing work they've done all season. The last team I want to tell you about is a team I've been following all year. I'm so excited for them because I've been touting their inclusion and diversity all year. By my count, Florida State Seminoles have six black players on their team, and maybe more, actually. They are led by Cam Smith, and the numbers are unreal when you talk about Cam Smith. They jump off the page. I believe he's batting some, like over 400. Yes. Cam Smith is batting 402 in 62 games. He's got 16 home runs, 56 RBIs, 172 total bases. He has been a machine, a man on a mission all season, leading the Florida State Seminoles. So I'm a big fan of Cam Smith. They call it the Cam Crew, and they are doing amazing, amazing. He's doing amazing stuff at Florida State. So with that said, you want to talk about the University of Florida, UNC, NC State. They're all there. They're all in Omaha. Eight of the top programs in the country that's made it through the regional and super regional. It starts this afternoon. Let me know what you think about the College World Series. Talk to me about some of the players you'll be watching, because, again, there are just amazing players all throughout this tournament, and we'll see who wins the national championship.